to the letter 5, 6, 12 in volume 15. Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Tammuz, Heptiavshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. I don't know what this person asked him. The Rebbe, maybe the Rebbe blessed him with peace of mind or something like that. But his question doesn't say, but that. But he asked the Rebbe, what does it mean, peace of mind? What does it mean, menuchas hanefesh? What does peace of the soul, what does relaxing of the nefesh mean? So the Rebbe says, I'm not sure exactly what you don't know. What's your doubt? What does peace of mind mean? You know. So if your question is, how do you come to peace of mind? How do you achieve it? How do you get peace of mind? Or menuchas hanefesh? So the Rebbe says, that really depends, generally, how much trust and the strength of your trust in Hashem. Basically, if you really trust Hashem, you don't worry. I mean, peace of mind is when you don't worry. When you worry, you're not relaxed. You're not at ease. You're not comfortable. But when you have a strong trust in Hashem, and you know everything that Hashem does is good, and it'll be good, and you don't worry, then you have menuchas hanefesh. Especially, the Rebbe says, based on the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov about divine providence, that the Baal Shem Tov teaches, not only is there a general, but everything in the world is orchestrated, and it's specifically calculated for each individual. And the Rebbe suggests him to learn twice, three times, the Shar HaBitochen in the book Chovos HaLevavos. And I know a lot of people are studying it today in different ways. They have it in English versions and everything else. That's the gate of trust in Hashem, to learn how to trust Hashem in the book called Chovos HaLevavos, the obligations of the heart. As you requested, I sent this letter express. The Rebbe ends up with good news, and this is in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. In the bottom, the Rebbe adds, I'm surprised that you are so short in describing the Fabrengen of the Day of Redemption in Kfar Chabad. So apparently this letter comes from Kfar Chabad, and the Rebbe blesses and prays that he should fill in about it in his following letter about the Fabrengen. So,
what's Kfar Chabad?
Kfar Chabad is a village in Israel, which is the Chabad. It's more than a village. It started off as a village. Today, it's a major center and a major city in Israel. It's still called Kfar Chabad. Kfar means village, the village of Chabad, basically. So he says, yeah. The Rebbe tells him, you know, what is. We don't have to explain what does it mean to have peace of mind, but how do you get it? You get it through trusting Hashem, especially by knowing what the Baal Shem Tov says, that everything is by divine providence. So, and the Rebbe is also asking him to give a longer report about the Kfar Brengen, the Kfar Chabad for Yud Beis Tamuz.